Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I started happy hour. No one's on my
Excellent.
phone.
Great. We deserve it.
I think so, but I also happy hour a whole lot. So I don't know if I'm that deserving of happy hour at this
Right.
point, but
You know,
it's
these
what
days.
c'est la vie, as Lucille would say. That's life, man.
Everything. Yeah, exactly.
Like
Well,
that's what.
before I get started on what I'm going to talk about, I have sort of an intro that I wanted to ask you.
To ask, I'm ready. I'm here. I'm
Okay.
here. I'm ready.
This will kind of get us ready. What is
Okay.
your favorite urban myth?
Like,
I'll start you off. So, like, my favorite urban myth is, I was thinking about it. So, when I was a kid, we all thought for the longest time that Mikey from the Life Zero commercials died after drinking Coke and eating Pop Rocks. Like, we were sure of that. And, you know, we would dare each other to drink Coke and eat Pop Rocks.
I heard that too.
Yeah. Because where did Mikey go? We haven't seen him.
Oh, ooh, that's such a good question. Now I don't. Oh my God, you're putting me on the spot, and
I'm sorry, put you on this
I. Does it have like it has to be something
today.
like that, or like could it be just something like your mom used to tell you to scare you kind of thing? Or
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
okay, because I have one that comes to mind and it's super super weird. And my brother is significantly older than me, like than most brother, sibling relationships. He's 14 years older than me, so he was like a high school teenager when I was like four. So he would get on me for like all kinds of stuff and just like, do all kinds of brother stuff. But he told me once that if you swallowed a piece of hair, like your own hair, you know how like that sometimes happens,
Oh, yeah.
swallow a piece of hair, it would grow out of your belly button.
Oh, that's a good
Like,
one.
why? I don't know. I have
Right.
like zero idea where that came from, like, but it has stuck with me. And
Interesting.
funny because, and like, this is kind of gross. People are gonna be like, "Oh, you're weird." But like, my dog eats my hair sometimes, and it comes out in his poop. And I'm like, it could come out of his belly button. Well, he doesn't have a belly button, but he did have a belly button. I was like, that's where it's supposed to come out of. Obviously, it comes out of your belly button.
That's crazy. What, how did he come up with that?
I have no idea. He probably doesn't even remember. I'm sure it was like one of those things where it was just like a brother being like a stupid brother, and he was like a teenager at the time, and like it's just one of those. He probably doesn't even remember saying it. He doesn't. I'm sure he doesn't. Whatever. But I must have like maybe like felt a piece of hair in my mouth. You know, when like hair gets caught,
Yeah.
you like search all around for this hair and like try to
Oh,
out
yeah.
of like your mouth or like on your face or whatever, and you
Yeah.
never get it. And I think I must have like had that happen, and he was just like, well, if you swallow it, it's gonna grow out of your belly button. And like
Yeah, he was just messing with you.
just like stuck
Yeah, and it
with
stuck.
me. Yeah, but I don't
I
really
know
like a
there's a
lot.
Shel Silverstein poem about swallowing a watermelon seed.
Yes, I heard that too. I heard if you swallowed any
So,
kind of seed, the thing would, whatever it was, would grow
yeah.
inside of you.
Yeah. So maybe he was inspired.
Maybe he was. Maybe he was like, just put lemon in his tea or something and saw the seed and was like, well, it's gonna grow. But where, like, out of your belly button, like that was just like a such a random. It
Yeah,
wasn't
I
like
don't
gonna
know.
like grow more hair or what. It like it had to
Right.
do with the hair. It was like it'll grow out of your belly button.
Right.
Very, very weird. I'm sure
That
there's
is weird.
more, and you know me, but for anyone that doesn't really know me, I am the kind of person that I need a second to like think about stuff, and then I come back or like whatever. So it will be 1 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Oh,
I
you'll
will
come up with
text
the
you and
perfect.
be
Yeah.
like, holy shit, I forgot about this best one. Like, this is the best one that I forgot about. Like, I'm telling you, that is That's what it's gonna be. And
well, the story that I'm going to talk to you about today is an urban myth, but it was something that was so real to people that it created kind of a hysteria that came over New Orleans.
Oh, God.
For a short amount of time. People were convinced of this situation that I'm going to describe.
Okay.
So let me just get into it.
Okay.
Okay. So on September 23rd, 1938, the Times-Picayune ran a story with the headline, Police Allay Devil Man Rumors.
What?
Yes. So we're going to talk about the Algiers Devil Man.
Okay.
So Algiers Point is, if you're standing in the French Quarter and you look across the river, you're looking at Algiers Point, but it is part of New Orleans. So
right.
It's just right across the river. And that's where the rumors of this started. It didn't stay there, though. It quickly spread all throughout the city. So people just like talking about it left and right. So he first made his presence known in September of 1938. He was described as being outlandish with long black horns.
Naturally.
Stick with me. Mm-hmm. Eyes like those of a chicken.
What?
Right. Hang on. And bright pink ears resembling sunflowers.
But pink.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm just going to like, when I read that, I was like, I don't even understand what that means.
Well, like,
I'm
not sure, like what that looks like. What is that?
So I'm assuming, okay, so long black horns we get.
Got it.
This is a
where did the horns come out of? Like
out of his head.
I know, but I like,
well, like the front. Like
out the front?
Yes.
Okay. Like devil horns kind of thing.
Right. Okay. And then the eyes like those of a chicken are kind of like.
Like bulgy?
I'm assuming like, I think like beady.
Oh. Don't chickens have like big eyes that kind of like bulge out?
No, they kind of look at you. They look like dinosaurs at you. And you're like, that's weird and creepy.
I don't know what a dinosaur looking at me feels like, but I will take your word.
Yes. If you've ever been around a chicken long enough, you're like, that is a dinosaur.
I have not. Katie got chickens. Well, she didn't just get chickens, but she is chicken.
Yeah.
So I'll have to go. Normally would have already been all up in the chickens, but COVID, I haven't been able to.
Mm-hmm.
So next time I'll look for their dinosaur-like beady eyes.
And then the ears, I'm assuming like maybe they were just really big on the side of his head and were just kind of pink for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah, like do they make it look like his face is the middle of the sunflower and those are like petal kind of thing? Or is it, you know, and it's nothing on a sunflower is pink, so
I don't know, but a couple of accounts of this say those same things, so I don't know.
Yeah,
anyway, okay. In addition to the physical characteristics, he could disappear into thin air
naturally,
he could transform into other animals,
right? Mm-hmm.
He could fly all around the city, often insulting wandering women.
While he's flying, or he flies to go to insult women?
I think both.
Okay, got it.
And then also was known to wreck homes and bars. Wherever he went, he just caused wreckage.
Awesome. Sounds like a hoot.
Yeah, so this guy gets around a lot. So anyway. Okay, a local woman was in at a West Bank dance hall when... Okay. Quote, she suddenly noticed that a horn was protruding from his forehead.
So he was just chilling.
Right. And they're dancing.
Like he hid all of his weird features and then all of the horns popping out.
Right. So like I think he can make himself look normal or somewhat normal. And then the real
casual very
thing comes out. Right. So she calls him out. He's arrested on what charges? I don't even know. Like this man has a horn and then it's not there.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't
know. Illegal use of a horn on your
forehead.
I don't. Yeah. I'm not really.
And then according to the story, when the jailer, they put him in jail, when the jailer turned around and walked out, the same man was on the sidewalk out front.
Oh, shit.
And then he, like, ran off.
Oh, well, all right.
So you can't keep him down.
Yeah, he's a slippery fella there.
Right. So these are rumors that have already started slowly. Like, it starts with this lady saying that this man, possibly what I'm thinking is a man was hitting on her and she didn't want the attention or something and accused this person of doing whatever crazy stuff. But then the next account comes from a couple. So this couple was coming home from a late night of drinking and dancing. A man on the side of the road stopped them to ask them for a ride.
Mm-hmm.
The woman was suspicious and they just kept driving. They didn't stop. So a few miles down the road, there he is again, the same guy. And they're like, what? That's weird. So keep driving. The third time they see him again, and now he's got the horns and the whole get up.
Oh, so he was like, fuck you. You didn't pick me up twice. Now I'm
right.
Now you
right.
get all of it. You get the whole shebang.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
They were able to like crazily like drive around him and keep going. They're freaked out and trying to get home.
Mm-hmm.
Then they saw him a fourth time. And this time he's riding a horse.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay.
This is their account, man. So he rides up alongside them for a while on his horse before the man in the car hits the gas and like speeds off and they lose him.
They lose the horse. They lose him.
They lose him on the horse. They're able to get away.
Well, obviously they're not if he keeps following them. I'm like, dude.
They made it home and they called the police. So, because wouldn't you?
No. Honestly, the police would not be my first call. I don't know who my first call would be, but I think like a priest or something.
Maybe I'd be
a like, rabbi.
What were they serving at the bar where I was dancing?
Yeah, go back to the bartender. Like, hi, what did you get? Am I on acid?
Right.
Like,
what? Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here? Because I saw right. on a horse with horns. So,
right.
What's happening?
But then, so they call the police, and the police start a search for this man creature. I don't know. It says that they come across someone kind of like a shady character several times, but he's always able to escape, like just out of their reach. And apparently this is all documented because this is all in the Times-Picayune and all this kind of stuff. I don't know.
In my brain, I'm just imagining this like psychotic man on like opium who tapes horns to his head and just like runs around the city.
Right. You know, and this is 1938. It's not like, you know, a super long time ago.
Right. Right.
People had cars that, you know, it was right before World War II. It wasn't like
right.
the olden times. Like, we sort of get the Rougarou stuff because those were like, you know, superstitious people, you know, living on the edge.
Oh, wait. What was I watching the other day? Then they were talking about the Rougarou.
I don't know.
Shit. Okay, I'll think about it. I'll think about it. The drinking already started, so
Okay, it'll come to you later.
It'll come to me.
That and the urban myth will come to you later.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so chaos ensues at night. Like, people are, like, freaked out, like, when they're going out at night. Because, you know, New Orleans love to go out at night. But everywhere they look, they're like, it's the devil man. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And all these weird people, like, transients and vagrants and stuff get accused of being the devil man, like left and right and stuff like that.
Right. Which I'm like, listen, I understand I'm a little weird, but if you could just
right
up off me.
Right. Exactly. So several bars reported that a man was at their establishment, but it was often someone who had skipped out on their bar tab.
Right.
So they were kind of using it and it kept growing because so many people were reporting this quote unquote devil man.
Yeah.
So the police finally had to say, do not report citing the devil man. If you do, we will arrest you for reporting the devil man. We cannot do this anymore. You've got to stop.
Right.
So soon it kind of quieted down, but they were able to find an actual suspect, a man who had been causing some trouble around town, especially in the Algiers area.
Okay.
This was a man who called himself Lord Harold.
Of course he did.
Yes. He's a drifter from out of town who was known to perhaps wear costumes with horns.
Okay. Well,
so
naturally, yeah.
You were actually pretty right. Like, this is a guy who's a transient, out of town, trying to scare people on purpose.
Yeah.
Like, just causing trouble. And skipping out on his bar tab. You know. Because what better excuse? Like, you can go cause as much chaos as you want and be like, that wasn't me. That was the devil, man. Like,
it was.
I don't have horns.
What you're talking about. But,
yeah.
No, that was.
Do I have horns? No.
Where are my horns? Can
right?
I fly?
Show me.
I wish I could fly, right. But I can't fly.
Right. Exactly. So, a man named George Horrell, who was the owner of the Paradise Inn, said that this man, Lord Harrell, whose real name, last name was Carlton, had come into
Carlton, of course, his name.
That's his last name. Carlton had come into his inn and was asking for food. So this man said that he did look funny, and he would stand outside the inn sometimes, and school children would tease him because he looked funny. And they would taunt him. He would get angry. And he said if they didn't leave him alone, he would set the devil on them, which, like, really scared him a little bit. But then they also started chanting, devil man.
Oh, God.
Which would draw a crowd, and
he'd
run away.
That's sad.
So it's all getting kind of, like, wrapped up in, like, he's perpetuating it. But then also, he's an outsider.
Yeah.
And, you know, people want to believe the worst of this person. So,
yeah.
The rumors kept growing to include the fact that Carlton would disappear into the graveyard opposite from the Paradise Inn where he was hanging out.
Oh.
And other owners of beer parlors began saying that this devil man had also visited their bars in order to buy whiskey before mysteriously vanishing, which, again, I think he's just really good at, like, scooting on out the door.
Right.
Yeah. These people, the bar owners, often claimed that the man would come into their bars, prompting mobs of monster hunters to appear with guns, hoping to catch a sight of a demonic entity.
What the fuck?
Like, I'm trying to picture, like, would he, like, come into the bar? Like, it's probably late at night with his horns on.
Sorry.
Steal some, you know, like, everybody's drunk, right?
I'm just thinking, like, he left work to go home to put his horns on.
Yeah. He doesn't work. He just drifts about all day.
Right.
He waits for everybody to get drunk all night long. And then at, like, 2 a.m, goes into the bar. This is just me telling a story. With his horns on, everybody's, you know, drunk off their asses.
Naturally.
Willing to believe whatever they kind of think they see. Steals whiskey and then scoots on out the door.
I mean, it just sounds like a good way to steal some alcohol.
Right? Not a bad idea.
I mean, no. But also, I feel like that something like that, especially now, could only happen, like, in one of the suburb kind of areas of New Orleans. Because I feel like on a normal day, like, non-COVID day, you could walk down the street, any street in, like, in the city. And if you saw someone with horns on their head, you'd be like, oh, just another day.
Oh, totally. People are
there. Goes Bob
all the time,
popping his horns. Like, you know,
I have been known to enter into a grocery store in full costume before on my way to something.
I mean, even, you know? We at Mount Carmel, I went to Mount Carmel for high school, and we used to dress up and do all of that kind of stuff. And I remember, like, just walking into the Row Bears, like, there was no costuming on me or nothing on my face, and, like,
no one cares.
People were looking at me like,
no. Yeah, nobody cares.
No.
Okay. So eventually the cops kind of figure out that it is this Carlton fella.
Right.
So
freaking Carlton.
And so they do arrest him and bring him into jail. And I got this from a more recent Times Picayune article by Mike Scott, who says that the paper at the time, the State's Item, noticed, quote, Carlton is 30 years old and no horns. Period. End of story.
That's funny. I love that that's part of the report. Carlton, 30, 5'10", no right. horns.
No horns. Enough said. So
that's amazing.
Carlton was given a $10 fine, which he refused to pay, probably because he didn't have it.
Well, yeah.
And so because he didn't have that, they put him in jail for 30 days.
Oh.
So, but even with him in jail, this hysteria and chaos continued, even though he was in jail.
Oh. Were there imposters?
No, I think it's just hysteria.
Oh. So people just thought it was, like, him.
They thought it was a real thing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so one report says that a near riot broke out at Joseph A. Craig School, which was located in Treme, when older students spread word that the devil man was in the student in the school's basement. Like, for real, like, they all these kids freaked out and ran out of the school.
I would have been more concerned with the fact that there was a basement in New Orleans.
Yeah.
I'd have been like,
I think our idea of basement is like, you know, a closet at the, you know, no, the back of it.
I'd have been like, now I know you're bullshitting. There's no basements here.
There's no basement in the Alamo.
There's no basement.
So, but they, like, these kids were, like, full-on convinced.
Well, I mean, I was convinced that a hair was going to grow out of my belly button. It's really easy to convince kids of shit.
You know, the older kids that started it were like, yes, it's kind of like,
yeah,
no school today.
Right, right.
Okay. And then on September 24, another man, 22-year-old Reginald Hughes of St. Ann Street, was picked up by police for firing a gun twice into the air. Mm-hmm. No. He claimed it was self-defense. He said, I did it to keep away the devil man.
Okay.
Just like randomly firing.
All right, right. Like,
what? What have you been smoking?
What have you been doing?
Yeah. The calls and rumors kept spreading, with even the report of a devil baby with horns being born.
Oh, no.
Although none was ever found.
There was a devil baby born in Game of Thrones. It was very scary. It was a scary moment.
I remember that.
You don't remember that? Melisandre, what's her
name? Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Okay.
It's like not an actual baby. It, like, comes out of her and then it turns into, like, a ghost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that now.
Weird spirit shit.
I forgot about that. It was very terrifying. A very long show. After a while,
bunch
I was like,
of
wait,
interviews with her, though. She seems like a very nice woman. But I was like, you got the weirdest part in the TV show.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, the Devil Man of Algiers was also said to have been seen in clubs and bars all across New Orleans and even in New York City. And there was a newspaper report that mentions this.
In New York City. So he's a trapped devil man.
Yeah.
You know, even.
Well, he can fly. Kelly.
Well, right. Even the devil man deserves a vacation. You know, I mean, he does hard work. So.
Right.
He needs a vacation every once in a while, too.
Right. Well, let's get back to Carlton. Carlton's still in jail.
Carlton.
And the public are fascinated by him.
Naturally.
So he releases a statement, which, you know, when, like, murderers say, I'm going to defend myself in court. I don't need a lawyer.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And this is that kind
of situation. It never.
Yeah.
Ends up well.
Yeah. So this is kind of maybe this is what he should not have. Yeah. So anyway, you'll see. So this is his quote that's taken. It was printed in the paper, taken down. So this is directly from Carlton.
Okay. Directly from
quote. My name is Clark Carlton, and I am the devil man, but greater than the devil. I came from the hills of Arkansas on September 6th, 1938.
I'm sorry. The devil comes from Arkansas. God.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. I walked. Have you been to Arkansas? Excuse me. It's creepy there. I won't go back. Sorry, Arkansas.
Sorry,
anyway. So he goes on. I walked under the stars and Neptune guided me through the darkness of the night. I reached Port Allen, Louisiana. And from there, I rode the ferry into Baton Rouge. Then I came to New Orleans, still under the guidance of Neptune and possibly one of his assistant stars. I stopped at the Page Hotel. I came to New Orleans as the sun came down in the skies. Yes, they got me in jail, but it's my spirit that is haunting the people because I have not been treated right by the police.
Oh.
Well, that's why I'm going to keep on troubling them. If I wanted to, I could get out of sight right now. I could disappear away from all of you. At this point, a policeman cuts in and offers the information that Clark had disappeared one day, breaking jail, and had been recaptured. But no, this is, he keeps going. You want to know how I got my powers?
Oh.
Well, Neptune came to me in the form of a fish hook in June and May of 1937.
Okay.
I was reading my Bible at the time. Oh, yes.
Of course.
I'm a Baptist man, but I believe in the divine, too. I don't understand that.
Yeah. What?
Okay. Neptune told me to walk straight ahead, that I would find a two-headed man stranded on a rock. I found him, but he disappeared. Then I knew I had the power.
What? So I saw a man and he disappeared. So obviously
I have power.
All of these powers.
And then he ends it like this. I went to fourth grade in school. I ain't no amnesia victim, but I don't remember anything about my people or anything else about myself. Tonight I'm going to myself with Neptune. And maybe when you come back, I will be able to tell you more.
Oh.
But please tell everybody that I'm not going to hurt anyone. My spirit is just passing around New Orleans and Algiers like a bird because I have been mistreated by the police. Mic drop.
All right, Carlton. I mean,
that's a lot for someone like who's like a transient.
That is, I think
ne'er-do-well,
some bath salts or something.
Something. But that's a lot of words that he wrote down there.
I love that the cop cut in. He's like, listen.
He's like, wait. He already broke out once and we brought him back here.
I mean, you learn something. The devil's from Arkansas. So you learn something new every day.
Yeah. Okay. And then, so it's not quite the end of the story. So, this is from Mike Scott's, wrote up about it a couple years ago. And he says, okay, so Carlton's in jail, you know, because he couldn't pay his $10. And it said a month after it all started, the mayor of New Orleans went to survey a work site where prisoners were being used for manual labor. And he came across Lord Harold. Carlton Clark announced that he was Carlton Carl, which is not confusing at all. So
no,
he's
at all.
Carlton Clark, Lord Harold, and now Carlton Carl. I don't know.
Okay.
He says, sure. The King of Mars has decreed it. It is the better title for me.
Well,
when the mayor asked him. When the mayor asks him, I don't know why the mayor is talking to this guy, but the mayor's like, who's the King of Mars? Carlton or whatever says he is a mighty monarch, sometimes known as the King of Zulu.
Oh.
He is, according to the prophecy of Daniel, you know, he has a queen, the queen of the southern range. I know you are a great man. I have contacted great men, among them the president of this district.
What?
He just likes to make these, I don't know.
I feel like Carl
talks a lot.
Carlton wanted to be like the next a Hemingway or a Mark Twain, and instead he took bath salts and became a flying devil.
Well, the whole time I'm reading this, I'm thinking, you know, this man's obviously delusional, he needs help and stuff. But then how it ends, I'm like, oh, you son of a bitch. Okay.
Oh God. So what?
Well, I mean, crafty.
I love a good plot twist.
Okay, so then he asks the mayor to release him from his prison sentence. The mayor said that, you know, I can't do that. But when the devil man's time was up, the mayor came to visit him one last time. He got the call. We're about to let Carlton go. You better go say goodbye. I don't know.
Make
Yeah. So the mayor says, you know, you're about to be discharged or whatever. Are you going to stay in town? And Crofton says, well, I don't have any money. I can't leave.
Oh.
So the mayor's like, how about I give you a new suit and 3 crisp dollar bills? Now what's your plan? And Carlton says, see ya. And he's never seen. He was never seen again. The mayor's like, you've done enough damage around here.
Yeah, like, get the fuck out, Carlton.
Here's a suit and some $1 bills. I don't know how far that'll get you, but.
It could have been, I feel like at that time you could have gotten him like out of the city at least.
A bus ticket. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like, get the fuck out, Carlton.
And then miraculously, the devil of Algiers was never seen again.
Never seen again, man.
Yeah. So, like, was he a con man or was he really crazy? I don't know.
Think a little of both, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think living as, like, you know, drifter, yeah. Broken.
Maybe so.
I think it broke him. So.
Yeah. But he,
I've never heard about that before.
Yeah, this, you know, this transient traveler comes to town and, like, all hell breaks loose.
Right. Well, you know? I feel like back then, too. So, like, now, especially in New Orleans now, and, like, you know, with you know, us having access to everything just in the palm of our hand kind of stuff, we're not really, like, shocked by anything anymore.
Yeah.
But back then, it must have been really easy to shock and awe people. So it was,
yeah.
Like, because you think, like, Houdini. I mean, like, a bunch of people do that now. Like, it's not, like, Houdini was just the first one to, like, really capitalize on it. And, you know, stuff like that. And then people who, like, did the whole spiritualism thing. Like, all of that. I think then they were all just trying to, like, believe in something bigger than themselves. And so
yeah,
they were very open to whatever, any spooky or... you know, whatever. That's why it all kind of like festered around that time. Like, you know, because everyone, they were like looking for other world, like not worldly things kind of thing.
Yeah.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they, I think, gullible back.
Yeah. I think our version of this stuff now is like QAnon and online conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Like that's London. Our version. Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of shit.
People looking for like the quote unquote truth.
Yeah. Right. And then back then, I mean, they didn't have access to all of this stuff. So, I mean, for all they knew, you know, the devil could have been some man haunting fears.
I guess.
I mean. Yeah. I just feel like they were so much more like pure of heart back then that like.
Yeah.
Besides, you know, like. The Hitlers of the world that created this
world
war and stuff, but like, but even on that, he believed in all of this crazy like from the heavens and the stars and like all of that kind of stuff, and he believed in like magical stuff and all that. So I think it's just like a product of the time, like they were all just looking for something more and bigger reasons for things, and so magic and fairies and you know like all of that kind of shit was like it made sense to them. It was we're like that makes sense, that's right, that's
up. Also like you said, like there was like what a paper once a day, maybe once a week newspaper.
Well, a lot like you said, I've been seeing so we know I love a good costume drama, and if we go by those, because a lot of the ones that I watch in the early, like that are set in early 1900s kind of thing, they have a morning edition and an afternoon edition.
Mm-hmm.
So actually some of them had like twice a day newspaper.
Yeah, well, and New Orleans did have a couple of different newspapers at the
like
time.
The big one was like twice a day, like it had two editions to it.
But I think also people in New Orleans really like a good story.
Oh, we live for a good story.
Yeah. So people are more than willing to listen and be like, you saw what?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I saw that last week.
No, I definitely saw that. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you know, if any city was going to have some shit like that, it'd be this city. Because.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
We breed the weirdos and I love it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's a case of people like just like going, oh, I'm going to embrace this rumor and we're going to run with it.
We're going to sail. We're going to coast through this.
Mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. hysterical. I love that. I had never heard that before.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, I not going full back because it's the same idea. I did think of some like myth legend kind of like things.
Yeah.
So one of them, because I grew up in the like AIM and MySpace like time, that was before like Facebook got really big and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think I was in high school when Facebook became a thing for college students, like only, and I like took somebody's thing, you know, took somebody's email and like my Facebook page.
But yeah.
So MySpace was like a huge thing, and so now you still kind of see it, and I think it's kind of funny because I only ever see this shared by the older generations, and I think it's because they didn't have like the MySpace, so they don't know like the funny of this. But so on MySpace, that you had like a wall kind of thing where you could like post shit and it went out to all the people like on your Facebook. It was like it was almost better than, I mean, not Facebook, your MySpace, but you would get a lot of those things where it was like, if you don't repost this and to a certain amount in a certain amount of time, or like do exactly this, like someone was going to come kill you, or like some curse was going to happen to you. So it was like, if you don't share this, like thing or this chain email or chain like chain message, then like something's gonna happen to you in 7 days or in whatever like kind of time. So like,
oh yeah, okay.
Huge when I was when okay. I was when like when social media first started happening, like share this or you're gonna have bad luck for the next 7 years, or you know, like that kind of shit, like that stuff was huge, like all of that kind of thing. And it got some of it got kind of like like creative, like elaborate kind of thing. Like they would be different kind of levels of that. So that was one of them. The other one was in 20, and I Googled it to make sure I had the right time, but in 2013 or something, the movie 7 Days to Die came out. And then that became like a big thing. So it was like a chain. It was almost the same idea as like the chain made
the ring, kind of like the ring, like that.
Yeah. Maybe? So it's like if they called you, it was like the ring. So if they called you, you would die in 7 days or whatever. Like, or if you saw that, like however the ring works. But I believe the 7 days to die thing was like, you had like you were gonna die in 7 days or whatever. So that became a thing. And I remember I don't know where, I think it must have been like when spam like messages or whatever like first happened, but I remember being in a movie theater, and I was in high school, and I remember being in a movie theater, and I got a text message from a number I didn't know, and it said you will die in 7 days. And I was like, what the fuck?
What?
I'm like, who is this? Who are you? Like, all I tried to call it, like, it wasn't a working number. So I think it was one of the, like, bot things. Like, when it first, you know, kind of thing. Because it was like, I didn't have, I think I had a BlackBerry or something.
Like, oh, God.
Like, one of those kind of phones. So it wasn't like an iPhone or anything like that. But I'm sure spam messages and shit like that could have happened, but it was a 504 number, so I was like, it has to be somebody I know. But it was just, obviously I'm still here, so it didn't happen. But and it wasn't even like, if you share this, you know, if you don't share this or do X, Y, and Z, you'll die. No, it's just like, you'll die in 7 days. I was like, that's a bitch, man.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
And I don't know if this counts, but I did remember this, how everyone thinks that, I don't know if this is more of like a conspiracy type of thing or whatever it might be, but how everyone thinks that Paul McCartney really died like 30 years ago. And like the Paul McCartney now is like a double, Like, it's not the real Paul McCartney.
Yeah, there's a lot of those, like, people died. Like, I was just listening to this conspiracy thing this morning. Like, there's a rumor that Avril Lavigne died and they replaced her.
Oh, God. Why would they? Like, I mean,
I don't know.
Dealing with,
yeah.
I mean, not that I wish harm on her, but like,
no, I know. Exactly. Why? And there's a rumor that Michael Jackson faked his own death and he's still alive somewhere.
Well, I mean, obviously, Tupac isn't dead. He's on an island somewhere.
Right. With Michael Jackson and with Michael Jackson Elvis.
And Elvis. Yeah. Obviously. That has to be a kick-ass island, though.
Oh, my God. A little weird.
A very strange.
Tupac and Michael Jackson, like, that. Not. I don't know how that would work out so well, but okay.
Yeah, so I don't know if that fits in it, but you know, the one that everyone thinks Paul McCartney is.
Mm-hmm.
Paul McCartney, he died along.
Right.
I think it was like, don't they think he even died like before John Lennon died?
There's like
one of the rooms.
Like on Sgt. Pepper, like there's a portrait that is supposedly some allusion to him dying or something.
Like if you play one of the songs backwards, it says something like
Paul is dead. Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a whole thing too.
Yeah.
That just reminded me. So the rap group 3-6 Mafia, apparently one of their songs, like if you played it backwards, it said something about like worshiping Lucifer or something like that.
Well, that comes from my generation. So yeah. From my generation, it was metal band, and their name escapes me, but it's like right on the tip of my tongue. If you played their record backwards, it would tell you to do satanic stuff. And that's when the Satanic Panic was big in the 80s. And
Satanic Panic. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be a great
thing. And it's like, they accuse the West Mafia 3 of killing these two boys horrifically, and those people went to jail. And
I remember
they were just
that.
Yeah, there's all these documentaries about it. But yeah. Like, if you played D&D, you were a devil worshiper.
Yeah,
and
yeah, it was like all of these like very specific songs, and I'm just like, yeah. I don't understand. I remember thinking,
yeah,
back to like I took the words from the lyrics and like put them backwards, and I'm like, that doesn't make words. Like,
no, it's a hidden message,
right? I'm like,
that you can't hear.
Yeah, I'm like, none of that works.
It wasn't quite right. I can't remember the band, but they like wore like bondage gear. Who was that? Dang it.
Wait, what did they call out?
I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was like, if you, it gave you a job to do, like go murder people and stuff.
Yeah. I don't know.
I can't remember
what you're talking about, but I don't know. I don't know who that is, but yeah.
Yeah.
So that was like a whole thing. I don't know. I love shit like that. I also love stuff like the Mandela Effect.
Mm-hmm.
And like all that kind of stuff, I think that is fascinating. But yeah, so those were the ones I thought of. I'm sure I'll think more.
And yeah, there's so many. There's so many,
and they're so good. Those are just like the ones, you know.
Yeah,
I thought of. I mean, there's like the Bloody Mary one too. Like if you,
oh yeah, oh my God, I still to this day will not say Bloody Mary 3 times.
No,
no,
you can't do it.
Why push your luck?
She'll show up, and then
why would you push your luck? Don't even do it.
That's how I feel about things like Ouija boards and stuff, and like all that. I'm like, why are we pushing our luck on this? Like, why are we opening any portal to anyone up? Like, what are you what are we doing?
Well, I do have a long relationship with Ouija boards.
You know. So. We know.
Yeah.
It's always someone that touching the thing is pushing it around the Ouija board. Like,
possibly.
It always is.
Ashley, I think
sorry to pop that bubble for you, but
I think it's a subliminal, like, you're not meaning to.
I mean, I think that's very possible, but it's definitely someone is moving it that whose hand is on the board. Someone moving it. That there's no ghost. There's no whatever.
So. I don't know. I'm kind of torn on that one because I've seen some shit, Kelly.
Oh, you are. I know you are. But it Okay.
You come over here and we'll do it and you'll see.
We will never. We
you coward.
I love shit like that. I will watch a ghost hunting haunted show. I will watch it forever. I won't watch a scary movie. Don't like those. But for some reason, I'm fine with like ghost adventures. I think it's because I know that ghost adventures isn't real. Sorry, Zach Baggins.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
All not
yeah.
real. Yeah. But I
totally
find it more entertaining than I do terrifying.
Oh, it's totally entertaining. Yeah. It's like it's a popcorn movie. It's hilarious. Yeah. I love it.
Because I personally have never experienced any kind of thing like that. I know people that have. But so I don't think it's not true. I don't think it's not true, but I don't know. I don't push my luck with it. I think I push it out of my brain is what I do.
I don't think that's unwise. That's fine.
So a lot of people told me, because I used to live in Mid-City on Iberville, and I don't live there anymore, so I can tell people where I used to live. And a friend told me that they never wanted to, like after a night out or if we went to a late dinner or something, like, they never wanted to stay over at my house because they knew it was haunted. Like, they knew, like, there were spirits there and stuff. And I definitely felt that. I also lived in a house, like, so this is when I still lived with my grandma. And we had a lot of furniture that were family heirlooms. So they were, I mean, some of them, you know, probably almost 100 years old. You know, so I, like, had all of this stuff. And we have a lot of old pictures. Like, I have pictures of, like, my 5-time great-grandparents and, like, all of that kind of shit. So we had a lot of, like, nostalgic stuff in our house and, like, you know, family keepsakes and stuff. So I really think that that was, like, part of the vibe and the feeling in my house.
Yeah.
I thought one of them was my great-grandfather. And so I used to tell him, like, I'd be like, what's up? Keep your distance. Don't show yourself to me. I don't want to interact. So if right. you could not, that'd be great. And they didn't. So I feel like.
So there you go.
You know, that's it. And when my mom's best friend passed away from cancer a few years ago, and at her funeral, because I am the person that I am, this is going to sound weird, but I put a $1 in her coffin. It's a whole story anyway. So I told her, please don't come to me, but if you want to, like, our symbol was a dollar bills meant something to us. It sounds very stripperish. It was not, but so I was send me a dollar or whatever, and I'll know.
Yeah, sure.
So I do, like, I'll randomly find, like, dollar bills in random places that, like, they shouldn't be there, you know, kind of stuff. But I'm always like, please, I'm good. I don't need to witness. We're good. We're solid. I'm solid. You should be solid. Like, we're good.
So take away, don't push your luck.
Don't push your luck.
Don't say Bloody Mary 3 times in the mirror.
Nope. Paul McCartney is still alive.
Yes. Michael Jackson is not.
Not grow out of your belly button if you swallow
correct.
It.
Correct. And there is no devil man in Algiers.
The man walking down the street with devil horns is probably just dressed for a party.
Correct. Lessons learned.
I think those
today.
Are life lessons that you really can take with you throughout the rest of your life, personally.
Correct.
So yes. You're welcome, yes. Listeners, because we've given you the keys to life.
Right.
Given you a DJ Khaled key to successful life. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. We are your DJ Khaled.
There you go.
So there you go. I mean, on that note, I really feel like we can't say anything else after that.
Well, I want to hear other, like, if people have weird.
Totally.
Please, I want to tell us.
Things. BigEasySpirit@gmail.com or like find us on Instagram or Facebook at Big Easy Spirits. And you can even, if you don't want to email us, you can put in your contact info into our form on our website, and that sends, like, something to us as well. BigEasySpiritsPodcast.com. We want to know. Send us weird, send us urban legends, urban myths, urban, all of that kind of, all the urban things.
Right.
No, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we know what you mean.
You know what I mean. Send all of that to us. Send everything. I had a conversation with somebody that today that talked about the JonBenet Ramsey.
Oh yeah,
from last week. Mm-hmm. They told me mm-hmm. about it, and they said that until they listened and saw like the picture and all that on our Instagram, they forgot that when John Walsh's son was kidnapped, mm-hmm. They were the same age as the son at that time.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, well, shit, man. I was like,
yeah, I remember when that happened. That was scary too.
I know. I was like, but I have to like relive it again with the Jean mm-hmm. Nancy thing. Cause I was swear to you, I thought she was older than me. And so now like knowing she was my age, like creeps me out even more.
Yeah.
And the brother did it. I'm just going to end it on that. Brother did it.
Allegedly.
Brother did it, man. He's creepy. He's creepy. He did it. That's the tea. That's me. So.
Okay.
Well, you got all of us. We gave you the keys to life. So,
what more could you want?
On that note, cheers.
Cheers.